live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Mike Sempervivi here with you, filling in for Brian Alvarez again today, who's going to be gone for this week. But just like yesterday, just like Sunday, joining me today, also from WrestlingObserver.com, is Mr. Josh Nason. Does the show Josh Nason's Punch Out, as well as about a million other things for the site that you don't see, but does one hell of a job with it, and he's going to be joining me for the next hour to get into everything that there is to get into today. And yesterday I began the show by kind of whining a little bit and saying, you know, hey, Brock Lesnar's going to be on the show, and that's a great thing because at least you know he's going to bring you a memorable performance. And with Raw having so many parts of it that are so skippable or are just so incredibly lame, you know, at least Brock's going to guarantee a good show, even if the rest of the show just goes in one eyeball and out the other. I ended up being wrong because the whole show was actually really good, I thought, or at least was much better than what the norm is, to the point where I was pretty excited by the end of the thing. And yeah, there were some down moments as far as, you know, maybe Rusev, you know, squashing Mark Henry or something like that. But look, that was just to get the angle going with Rusev and continuing that on as being this badass. So nobody can really complain about that. And all the other stuff I thought was pretty good, too. The two women's matches were good, especially the tag match, which, again, is such an improvement over what we've seen. You know, they've taken real baby steps with the women's division. And I think they're doing a really good job of it. Brock and Paul Heyman. Brock didn't have to do a thing, and he was pretty awesome, just throwing steps into the ring, and Paul Heyman took the rest of it with a crazy, impassioned, you know, just a classic Paul Heyman promo that was just so over the top and was fantastic, and that was great, too. And again, just the whole thing, I thought, from pillar to post was just it was a damn good Raw. But I want to find out what you're going to think as well, too. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, going to be giving away Lucha Underground prize packs, and I'll tell you about that when we come back from break here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, I am Mike Sempervivi filling in for Brian Alvarez this week. Got Josh Nason riding shotgun along with me, and he'll actually be up here very, very shortly. Having some issues getting him on, but he'll be up here very, very soon. And if you want to send us your thoughts, please do so on Twitter at Sempervivi, S-E-M-P-E-R-V-I-V-E, or at Josh Nason, N-A-S-O-N, or give us a call. And it's only one phone line this week with Brian being away. It's the Sports Byline studio line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And much like Dusty Rhodes told the Four Horsemen as they were breaking his arm in the parking lot on Briarbend Road, or Drive, I believe it was, if you're going to call in, make it good. So do have some prize packs to give away as well, too, which we're going to be doing later on. There's not going to be any mind-bendingly difficult trivia or anything like that. You know, we won't be asking you what are one of the shows that Miz forgot about, you know, last night when listing off a list of shows that Roddy Piper had influenced with his Piper's Pit. You know, we're not going to ask you what was Rene Dupree's show, because then that would require you trying to remember Rene Dupree, and that'll probably be pretty difficult for you. So going to be relatively easy questions, and I think what the first one is going to be for this Ultima Lucha Underground Ultima Lucha Finale gift pack to celebrate the season finale of Lucha Underground on Wednesday night on the El Rey Network, also going to be replaying on Saturday on Unimas. I think my question is going to be for this one, Sexy Star. Who is she married to? Because she's married to a relatively famous sports star down in Mexico, and they are certainly a pretty cool power couple right now, and he's still an active fighter. So I want to know not only who she is married to, but how many other competitors she's going to be facing on Wednesday night in the Battle Royal that she'll be in. So not too mind-bendingly a difficult question here. It'll probably take you a little bit of a search, and you know, don't lie and say you got it off the top of your head. We know everybody uses Google, so, you know, we'll make it easy that way for you. So the first person who ends up calling in with that and getting the right answer at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, we'll get the prize pack. But the first thing I want to do is get into Raw and welcome Josh Nason to the program. Josh, how are you today?
Hey, buddy. Technological issues aside, things are good. It is an overcast day here in overcast New Hampshire, but I'm glad to be with you once again for the flagship.
That's don't remind me about technical issues. I've been having some of those myself in other areas, but you know that. Hey, that's what happens when Brian Alvarez goes away. You know,
that's
but
right.
baby steps here. I'm a little slower than the other kids, but boy, I try hard. And Raw tried pretty hard, I thought last night, because Dave thought it was a decent show. I'm not sure what a whole lot of other people thought out there, but I thought, you know, certainly judging by recent Raw standards, I really thought it was a pretty banging show.
Yeah, solid effort. You know, I caught some of the highlights today, as people that may have listened yesterday know I was at a concert last night, so I didn't get to catch the whole show live. But I did hear some.
By the way, how was that?
Oh, it's excellent. Excellent show. If anyone gets a chance to see Brandon Flowers, lead singer, The Killers on tour, excellent stuff. Packed house and House of Blues in Boston. It was awesome. A nice respite from watching TV and watching combat sports and pro wrestling and the like and all that. But yeah, you know, I heard a lot about the Seth Rollins Neville match. You know, Brock Lesnar as well. I mean, I think you know, with a few weeks to go before SummerSlam, you know, as you know, it's a lot more difficult to build to a show when you have these, you know, three-hour Raws you have to fill every week. When you have a few weeks in between, you have to kind of, you know, really fill more time than usual. So to hear all the positive buzz about last night, and, you know, that's a great thing. And, you know, it looks like we're still getting Cena versus Rollins at SummerSlam, rather, and title versus title, Mike. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure what I think about that yet. I think... honestly, my first gut reaction was, and maybe, boy, and this probably isn't a good thing. I'm thinking, well, it's $9.99. You got Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker. You're going to have a bunch of other stuff, I would assume, as well, too. Some bells and whistles that will be on this show, and God knows what they are, but you know they're going to be coming. This could be a no contest. You can get out of this with both guys holding on to their belts and being just done with the whole thing. That's my gut reaction. And then, you know, you put a little thought into it and you wonder, you know, John Cena walking around with both belts, you know, obviously the word came out, that they freaked out when Kevin Owens defeated John Cena. And, you know, I don't know how you make a decision like this so quickly, but you know, they saw Cena's merchandise starting to tune down a little bit. They, with him being pushed a little bit down the card and them trying to do other things up top, they seemed to take a little hit when it came to merchandise, and they decided to make the move and make sure that John Cena got those wins back. And now we see him up against Seth Rollins in a title versus title match. So, you know, with how they react when things happen with John Cena, which to me is incredibly short-sighted. I mean, my God, if his merch was going down badly and kids started throwing tomatoes at him, you know, at shows, I would say, okay, fine. But my God, I think they made that decision pretty quick, but they made the decision. And when you throw that into the mix, it's like, well, if it doesn't end with a no contest, isn't Cena probably going to come out of this as the champion?
Well, I was just talking about this someone the other day. Is don't you kind of have to work back from Mania and figure who you want to be the champion from Mania and start to kind of work backwards from that's where you ideally like to do long-term planning and figure how you're going to get there, you know? Because to me, it's like if the idea is, you know, you want Rollins to go basically, you know, bell to bell, so to speak, with Mania to Mania and maybe lose the title in a big way at WrestleMania, do you simply, you know, how do you get there? Or do you want, you know, Brock to be the champion at that point and lose the title? Do you want something else? You know, to me, it's the Rollins championship reign, it's interesting because I think everyone's big thing is he hasn't been put over strong as a champion that goes out and wins week after week, month after month, and so on. It's like a huge force. He's almost like he's getting away with, you know, heel tactics and the J&J security thing and Kane and all that stuff. I mean, as a champion, do you feel you can go with him through Mania season, or do you want to make a change? And if so, do you want Cena to be the latest the return back to the days of yore with him as champion? I don't know. I could go either way. To me, I think there's still some more legs with Rollins, but I mean, a no contest that you're. I realize it's the co-main event, so to speak, but still, I think your championship match, you got to do better than that. And I don't know. I'd rather see Cena win in a finish than a non-finish, and people kind of be like, ugh, again.
Well, yeah, that's possible. That's possible. But I just, to me, if I'm booking back from WrestleMania, and you still have any interest at all in Roman Reigns, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if Rollins making that far. To me, the most impactful thing would be Reigns beating Lesnar. But the thing is, nobody's going to boo Brock Lesnar. We're seeing it with The Undertaker. I mean, he'll get booed against The Undertaker, but then immediately, as soon as he's away from The Undertaker, he's going to get cheered again. And Roman Reigns in front of that crowd, it's probably going to happen. And I don't think they've been, you know, they haven't been as awful, I think, as some people believe with Roman Reigns. But I don't think he's been you know, portrayed as this killer either, which you should be still continuing to try to have him on that path. Because if you have any interest in having a Reigns coronation, you know, anytime soon, it's, to me, it's got to be at WrestleMania, and it's got to be as impactful as possible to put it over the top. And, you know, I just don't know. And I guess I guess it makes it intriguing with all of these names that you could have going into WrestleMania and what the picture could be up top. But it still doesn't bode well, I think, for, you know, really the future of the company when, you know, Rollins, like you're saying, I think he's been great. I think he's been fantastic. But I don't think everybody shares the belief I do, because they look at him as never winning and they look at that as weak, which has always been how WWE has booked those champions. You know, the NWA would do the chicken-ass champion, you know, with Flair. But a lot of times people thought Flair lost too much. They believe the same thing with Rollins. And, you know, he's a weasel. How long are you going to be able to continue to go with that? And with Reigns and now Owens and Cesaro, you know, it's still going forward. It's looking tough if your name's not Cena or Orton. But we'll get back to that. We got some callers on the line. We'll get to you, too. And we'll be right back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I am Mike Sempervivi filling in for Brian Alvarez this week in the big boy chair, and thankfully I haven't burned anything down yet, but one of the reasons why that's happened is because, or not has, it's not happened, is because Josh Nason is here with me riding along shotgun, and Josh, we're going to obviously have some questions for the people out there to give away a couple of these poster prize packs from Lucha Underground to celebrate the Ultima Lucha finale taking place on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. on the El Rey Network. And the first one I put out there has to do with Sexy Star, who's been one of the breakout stars of the program. Very controversial, and depending on how you look at man versus women's matches and where you come down on fantasy versus reality when you're watching a show like Lucha Underground. But she's married to a pretty popular boxer with a pretty good name in Mexico, and she'll also be wrestling in a match that's got a bunch of other people in it as well. And my question out there that you can call in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, is who is Sexy Star married to, is part one of the question that'll get you the prize back. And number two, how many other people will she be competing with in a battle royal coming up this Wednesday night on the Ultima Lucha finale on Lucha Underground? So I want to open up the phone lines right now. We might as well and see what we got going on here. John in Arkansas, what's happening?
Not much, Mike. I'm sorry I can't answer your question, quote unquote, but I have to say I've been looking and digesting some of the recent Raw stuff with our champion versus champion thing. I don't really know where we could go here, and I definitely know that our current Money in the Bank holder is not the answer at all. Shouldn't even have the briefcase to begin with, but that's a whole other story. I'm really proud of WWE last night for their Roddy Piper Memorial video that they did. I was kind of curious as to whether or not they would do something, you know, classy and go that route and give him his just dues, and I'm very proud that they did. I think that shows great character by WWE for doing that, even though they had a fallout with him earlier this year. I think that's pretty cool.
And oh, yeah, absolutely.
They got around it nicely, avoiding the whole Hulk Hogan thing, too.
Yeah, and John, well, thank you very much for the phone call. They did. I didn't even notice Hogan in there. I did the show with Dave Meltzer last night, which is up at WrestlingObserver.com for subscribers, and he did mention that there was one shot with Hulk Hogan in there, but you know, for everything we talked about yesterday, kind of wondering what they do. Would they do a 10 bell? Would they just have the thing at the beginning? Would they have everybody on stage? Would they have a video? They had all of it, and I thought, you know, it's... I know these things are tragic. I know they're going to happen, but certainly when it's not embarrassing towards WWE or any of the other wrestlers or the wrestling business, I don't see why you don't always honor somebody like that. I mean, all the other sports do it, and as well they should. And what'd you think about it, just the whole deal last night? Because I thought it was excellent. I know they could still do more when it comes to the network as far as documentaries and specials and roundtables and things like that. But I thought as far as a tribute went, I thought they did a pretty hell of a job.
Yeah, it was amazing. We actually acknowledged that they used to have a wrestling company there. That's pretty impressive. yeah, I mean, it's refreshing for us because we came from that era, and I think we like when companies that, you know, own the libraries and so on actually use a little bit of it and actually acknowledge that there was a history when it was called pro wrestling, and we called it things like a sport, and it was fun to us and all that. So I think that was refreshing. It was really good. You know, it's an interesting precedent, like I talked about yesterday. I didn't think they were going to do that, but I'm glad they did. And I think it's, you know, I think there's certain stars or certain types of talents that you may not do that with just because of the, you know, just because of their notoriety and so on. But, you know, part of me also thinks, and unfortunately kind of the cynical part, is that because he was covered so heavily in pop culture with his death over the past few weeks, that almost that was one of the reasons that they kind of felt they may have had to go a little bit more overboard with it. But whatever the reason was, it was a fitting tribute and, you know, certainly set the tone for, you know, unfortunately what's going to happen over the next few years with other guys, you know, passing away and what have you. But you know what? There is a... Wrestling has a history, and it's important to recognize that history, and I think that's the reason why so many of us want more archived history on the network, but, you know, we've said that many a time. But good on them to do what they did last night.
Speaking of over the top, are you fine with WWE having tag team matches that really are only for the express purpose of having Titus O'Neil on commentary and having Xavier Woods and Big E Langston just completely clown everybody? Because I am. I mean, yeah. And I know, look, I come from that Midnight Express, Rock and Roll, you know, Carnoodle and Slaughter, Steamboat and Youngblood, all that good stuff. You know, I love tag teams, and I hate how they're always, they've been so poorly used since the late 90s, early 2000s is when things started to go downhill. But if we have to deal with the situation we're in, at least I'll take this because it's just way too entertaining. I want to see Titus O'Neil mic'd up during a match like they would, you know, play it off of his football days, have him mic'd up when he's throwing people around.
Yeah, listen, anytime you get over more personalities, and especially different, you know, different types of voices and different backgrounds and, you know, ethnicities and just cultures and all that stuff, I think that's important. I mean, you hear those guys drone on and on for 3 hours, you know. It's nice to be able to get some different types of voices and humor. And imagine that.
Titus calling Xavier out for having the, you know, nappy looking hair that spiders are crawling all in, and he needs to comb that mess.
Yeah, it's funny and it's humorous. And I think in a show that, you know, is that long, you have to be able to laugh, you know, and you have to be able to enjoy it. So if that brings that level of that to anyone, I think it's good. I you know, I echo your sentiments on tag team wrestling because, you know, again, the era that we come from, I don't want to appear like a broken record, and people, you know, younger people may not even know what records are these days, Mike, but, you know, it's just, that's how you built single stars. I mean, the case I think of, and there's two cases, are the Hart Foundation and the Rockers. You know, Bret the Hitman Hart and Shawn Michaels both came from tag teams where they were tag teams for many years, and it just, when that split happened, you felt like, okay, here's the next guy. No, there's no one that's a wrestling fan of that era that doesn't remember, you know, Marty getting put through the barbershop window and the split, and when splits matter. Now it's just, you know, you flip a coin, it's like, all right, we're going to split these guys up today for no real reason, and sometimes they'll put guys back together like we've seen with the Wyatt family for no real reason, and it's just, you figure, you know, with more content to fill per week, they would feature more tag teams, and they were teasing that like a year ago, and then, like everything, just kind of fell by the wayside.
Yeah, and that's it's too bad because, again, tag teams have a place. I think managers have a place. There's lots of things that I think have a place in today's WWE that'll actually help and enhance the product. I mean, there's some things that WWE does that, you know, you disagree with directly as a longtime wrestling fan, but you have to understand that they do them for reasons of business, or there's lots of different reasons why they do things because they are a multi, you know, million-dollar publicly traded company. So there's some things that you have to deal with, and there's some idiosyncrasies from the bosses that you have to deal with. But I think when it comes to tag teams and managers, there's just ways that you could sell those things and do a much better job at that they're unfortunately not doing. And 1-800-878-PLAY is the number, 1-800-878-7529. Trying to give away a couple of these Ultima Lucha gift packs, poster gift packs that we have. The question of the day, sexy star, who is she married to in real life, IRL? You know, it's a boxer down in Mexico who is still active, was certainly active earlier on this year, was a champion earlier on this year as well. So who is she married to, and while you're at it, how many other people will she be facing in the upcoming Gift of the Gods Championship Battle Royal that she'll be going after? Everybody got a coin. And they all put them in, and they're all going after it in this battle royal. How many coins were there? How many people will she be facing? And we'll see if this next person on the line has the answer, because God knows he's got a bunch of answers. Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland.
Well, I'm not sure if I have the answer, but I'll give a shot at it. I think it's someone named Johnny Gonzalez or Jay Honey, depending on how you read the birth certificate, because I understand there was a mistake on the birth certificate. And Sexy Star wrestled 6 wrestlers for the Gift of the Gods title.
I think, it, Of all people, the first one to call in and read off Wikipedia in the most bestest way, your winner of the first Lucha Underground gift pack. Boy, this will make Dario Cueto proud. Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland. So, Ryan, after you get done asking your question or giving your statement of the day, please hold on so producer Dom can get your address information. And don't worry, we will not forward this on to Brian Ladd nor the FBI. But besides the answering the trivia question, what else you got on your mind?
My question is, it's about the champion versus champion match at SummerSlam. Has anyone WWE actually seen the Ring of Honor champion versus champion match? Is that a match that John Cena is studying and Seth Rollins is studying to make sure that it's a better match than what the Ring of Honor match was?
They can probably study it all they want. I don't think they'll probably come close to it, but I hear the music coming up, so we'll talk about it a little bit more after the break, including having another trivia question coming from Josh, so somebody else can win one of these poster prize packs from Lucha Underground as well. So 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Give us a call. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi, joined by Josh Nason, who's been with me now since Sunday in the absence of the big boss, Brian Alvarez. And I won't give you the super long spiel today about WrestlingObserver.com. You should already know it's the place to go if you want professional wrestling and mixed martial arts news and information. Not only breaking news and information, but as well as the long form, which is what Dave Meltzer is famous for with the Wrestling Observer newsletter. You're also going to get a subscription to the Brian Alvarez's Figure Four weekly newsletter as well. And the editor of that program, David Bixenspan, is going to be joining with me tomorrow, filling in for Josh, who was filling in for me as I fill in for Brian. And we got a lot to talk about with the upcoming issue of the Figure Four Weekly, as well as the last issue again too, which is still up there as far as being a free download for people who are unfamiliar with it. Take it, give it a shot, and while you're at it, just give the entire website a shot for $10.99. So many audio shows up there, thousands upon thousands of hours, and just so many different ones happening up there, including Josh Nason's Punch Out. And Josh, you do a hell of a job with that. And when's that bad boy coming back?
Well, this week, as soon as Mr. Tom Lawler responds back to my email, tell me what he wants to record. Yes, Mr. Filthy. As soon as he tells me when, we'll record it, and it should be back this Friday.
I am so proud of him. He, after his big victory, we can no longer call him a UFC enhancement talent. He's was never a curtain jerker, but he's no longer an enhancement talent. He's working his way up the lower mid card. I firmly believe that this gentleman is now in official UFC mid card status.
He is a UFC prelim main event sports entertainer, as his Twitter handle goes.
I like it. Know what I don't like? Rusamar Palhares. And just very quickly, because we've been talking about it over the last couple days, Ali Abdelaziz, the executive vice president and matchmaker for World Series of Fighting, announced yesterday that I'm having K1 flashbacks. You're the wrong guy. But Ray Sefo would be, who kind of runs the deal out there for World Series of Fighting, would be on Ariel Helwani's show to talk about the incident. He did. And Rusamal Palhares has been suspended indefinitely and stripped of his championship that I'm sure most of the general public had absolutely no idea whatsoever that he had.
Yeah, I still have to see this because I'm still kind of catching up on stuff from the weekend. So it's on the DVR, but there's eye pokes. There was it's speaking of Roddy Piper. God, it was like an old Roddy Piper match. Eye pokes, holding on to a little bit too long after the match was over, holding on to maybe that sleeper hold that Piper used to apply. But it was in the big scheme of things, in terms of a title, that it means nothing. But as far as like him actually, being able to earn money, I mean, there's going to be other places he'll be able to compete and fight and all that, but it's like, it's fighting is a tough thing, as everyone knows. But you put your lives literally in other people's hands, but there's a sporting aspect of it, right? And in that point, and anyone that's done jiu-jitsu, any type of submission grappling, it's like once you have someone taps, that's it. You let go because that's just the right thing to do. And it's not once, it's not twice, it's several times. It's just, it's unfortunate, but he did it to himself.
Exactly. I mean, two heel hooks, a knee bar, and now the Kimura. So, again, if he – you could blame a little bit on Mazzagatti. You can say, man, you're really pushing it as far as him keeping it on there for too long. But if he didn't have the history, it wouldn't be as bad. And we are taking your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, if you have anything to say. Or – have the ability to answer Josh Nason's upcoming trivia question that will win you a poster prize pack from Lucha Underground to celebrate the Ultima Lucha finale, which will be taking place Wednesday night on El Rey. Josh, what do you got?
All right. Well, I have a question for you also after I ask this trivia question, so I will make sure you ask me about that. Okay. So in the vein of championships, right, there was 36 episodes of Saturday night's main event, okay? WWF/E, Saturday night's main event, 36 episodes. How many times was the WWF or WWE championship defended in the history of those 36 episodes?
Wow.
If somebody knows what they're doing when it comes to searching, it should be fairly easy to find in about 30 seconds.
See, and I'm the type of psychopath that would try to go through the Rolodex in my brain to try to remember what they were. You know, I can't believe it would be too many, though. But that is very interesting. And if anybody does have the answer to that, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hopefully somebody is able to get it today. But if not, we'll continue on the trivia question for tomorrow. But, you know, I can think of a couple of big examples, but now that I think about it, I don't know. That's actually a very interesting question that I'd have to quote unquote cheat and do the search as well. But what else you got for me?
Well, I want to ask you, Mike, as being a Japanese aficionado when it comes to the sport of pro graps, what have you thought of the G1? G1 Climax 25 that is ongoing right now, and from someone that watches a lot of it as yourself does, and then if you have newbies out there to New Japan like myself, what would you suggest I check out and the newbies check out of the tournament thus far?
Hold on, because I was grabbing my G1 notes here, but I think It's been very good. Now, if you compare it to the last 2 years, those last 2 years of this tournament have been two of the greatest tournaments in the history of professional wrestling, no doubt. But how this tournament was set up, which was to give guys a little bit of a break on their bodies and hopefully not get injured so much and not work so banged up and not have it so concentrated every single night with these, you know, epic encounters, and they wanted to make it a little bit easier on their bodies. They wanted to drag it out a little bit. They wanted to make the tour a little bit longer, you know, run more buildings. Because of that, technically the tournament's not as good. Because last year you had guys basically saying, can you top me? And having 4- and 5-star matches, like 3 of them on every show, or 4, you know, and when it came to 3-star matches, you know, just matches that you would consider good, it would be the entire show. And because of them dragging it out and changing the way that they did it, you're not getting that this year. But as far as quality of shows go that are being built up, I think they've still been great. They really have, especially when you consider that you're paying, you know, $8.04, I think the exchange rate was, with a 24-cent international fee, is what it cost me for this month for New Japan World. And when you compare that to the hundreds upon hundreds of dollars that have been spent over the last 2 years on the product, which, look, have been absolutely worth it. I can't say that they haven't been worth it, because it definitely has. But man, you're getting such a bargain now, and you're still getting great shows, and, you know, or at least really good shows with some great matches on there. For the most part, every night there's been a great match. You know, when the card opened up on July 20th, you had Katsuyori Shibata and AJ Styles, it was great. And then Tanahashi and Ibushi, which was even better than that in a lot of ways. I mean, just both of those matches were outstanding. You had, you know, the next night, even though it wasn't the greatest match in the world, but Nakamura and Carl Anderson, I mean, was excellent. It was a 4-star match. It was a very, very good match. And I think you're still getting one or two great matches every night that make you happy that you watch the show. So even though, again, the concentration of the shows of how many match of the year candidates you're getting on each and every show is down, you know, I think it's also corrected itself and come back to earth a little bit. I mean, you can't keep doing that. We saw guys get hurt. We saw Nakamura get hurt this year. Shibata came into this thing hurt. And I think what you can do to try to lessen those injuries and still make it incredibly entertaining, you know, I think this was a move that they definitely had to make. When it comes to individual performances, too, Tetsuya Naito, with his new heel persona, teamed up with Rush and Sombra in Mexico, who have been doing their part to be heels in Mexico. I think he has been fantastic in this new role. I think Michael Elgin has more than held up to his end of the deal, working off his power over there. And I think he is, you know, for any doubters that he had, and I was certainly one of them, I wasn't, you know, with any vitriol towards him, but I did have some question. He is holding his own there, too, so you can't complain about that. And Shibata and Ibushi, I mean, you could argue, are the true MVPs of the thing. Tanahashi's great as well, too. But all of those guys, I think, are having the Ishii type of years that, unfortunately for Ishii, he's not necessarily having this year, but a lot of other people are doing great as well.
And were you excited by the news today of Hirooki Goto? Speaking of New Japan stars, he's going to be coming over to the States in August for the first Philly event, or the ROH Philly event on August 21st.
Oh, God, it's awesome. Because, wait, it's Goto and the Briscoes.
Yeah, against Roppongi Vice and Okada.
Yeah, Roppongi Vice and Okada, which, how great is that? I mean, I'm so happy, you know, Goto's coming over. I know Ishii will go over to the UK, but he has never been here, at least, you know, in modern times, I'd have to go back and look. He certainly hasn't been here on any of these tours, and I hope he does one time, but... The team of Goto and the Briscoes, I think, is great. And again, it's just a great match. And that this is where the Ring of Honor New Japan relationship, as much as a WWE New Japan relationship, if played right, could be great, or, you know, a working agreement could be great. You got to figure with the way WWE's reputation is, it probably won't end up being that way. You know, as far as dealing with other companies and New Japan, you know, as far as the Japanese accepting outsiders in business and things like that, or I just, you know, I don't know. You know, Japanese people love seeing the WWE product, and a lot of Americans love seeing the New Japan product, and it's left there. They don't necessarily want to see them work together. But when it comes to Ring of Honor and New Japan, I love seeing them work together because of the athleticism and the style and the influence of those guys that have come up in Ring of Honor or who aspire to get to Ring of Honor. They have probably a little Japan in their back pocket. There's a lot more guys like Michael Elgin, I think, in New Japan or in Ring of Honor than not, who wanted to go to Japan and wanted to ply their trade there. The Briscoes, you know, for years back in Noah, where they were the Noah Junior Tag Champions, you know, they were great there. Roppongi Vice, obviously, Carl Anderson's, you know, carved out a career there. And their matches together, I think, are great. And I hope that's something that really doesn't go away. And I know the WWE is going to put heavy pressure on Ring of Honor and has been putting pressure on Ring of Honor. But, man, I hope as time goes on, there's certainly, if New Japan wants to do business with WWE and NXT, that's great. But, boy, I hope there's room for both, because it's matches like this that make it all worth it.
Yeah, well, I think the difference between those three companies you mentioned, New Japan and Ring of Honor are wrestling companies, and WWE is a sports entertainment company that happens to do wrestling for, you know, 70% of its product. The other 30% is reality shows and comedy and you know, skits and things like that. I cringe at the thought of them actually trying to do original programming, non-wrestling, on the network, like comedies or whatever that they may be talking about doing, trying to be like Netflix. That might be the most cringeworthy TV on that network, or any network in all history. I just picture the movies, except, oh my God, I don't know. I can't picture. I don't know what to say.
Brutal. But we come back. We're gonna get out your trivia question again, which we'll roll into tomorrow. How many times was the WWE title defended on Saturday night's main event? We're going to hit you with that again, so we'll give you a chance to answer. And we'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, everybody, we're back here for a short little goodbye segment on the Wrestling Observer Live and the Sports Byline USA radio network, and must bid adieu to Mr. Josh Nason. Did I say that properly? You know, I come from Delaware, for God's sakes. Just the normal accent is out of the realm of possibility, much less a French one, but... Josh, I want to thank you so much for doing this show with me on today, Monday and Sunday, and hope to do it again with you here very soon. And with the way the Brian goes away for things, that probably would be sooner rather than later.
Well, yeah, I'm always here, Mike. You know that. And again, thank you for having me. Thanks, everyone, for enjoying what I bring to the table a little bit with the wrestling and with the MMA. And Mike, I like this show and Sports Byline so much that I wish I could have the soundtrack and the bumpers. You know, in my day-to-day life, if I wake up, when I go to sleep, and in between my day, I like it so much, I should have had Thunderstruck as my first wedding dance song.
That's, you know, and yes, and as you're walking down the aisle, the Into the Arena plays, and Michael Schenker, I'm not sure the name of the guy, but, you know, get that heavy riff going, which we're going to hear very, very soon. But I want to thank you so much for your question, too, that we'll carry on to tomorrow for one of the Lucha Underground prize packs as well, the WWE title. How many times was it defended on the 36 episodes of Saturday Night's Main Event, which you went through on the website and did a write-up for each one, which was an incredibly popular deal, especially for former WWE, WCW star Lance Storm, who absolutely loved them. And we love having you on, Josh. And again, I can't wait to do this with you again, and can't wait to do it again with all of you tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live. And if you miss any portion of this program, I should let you know, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, if you need to catch back up again. We're going to be back there. We're going to be back live with you tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, me and David Bixenspan. So everybody, have a great day, and we'll talk to you again after a while.